producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Family Radio. Beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. Man, it feels a little bit like fall, like autumn out. I woke up this morning, it was like 50-some-odd degrees, beautiful running weather. Saw the kids off to school. Beautiful morning, great morning. So I'm in a pretty good mood. I'm in a happy mood. I kicked that whole allergy thing on Friday. Thank you for all the tips. All the tips that came in about how I could combat allergies without, I'm not one of those guys that likes to take a lot of medication. So I got tons of responses for that, for natural allergy relief. So thank you. Thank you for that. We have a great show lined up for you today. I am your host, Leon Francis, for the 8 o'clock hour of What's On Your Mind. As always on today's show, we have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, to discuss the news of the day, and we have a fair and balanced approach with the Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum segment, because they're from the left and from the right. Blanquita is on the right side of things, and Ellen is on the left side of things. And then you have me, your humble host, who is bipartisan. That's tongue-in-cheek. I am not. I'm one of those right-wing nut jobs. There you go. But anyway, that we have that coming up for you. As always, on Monday, we have the Speakeasy Trivia back to the 80s. Love that segment. Always leaves me chair dancing. And so we're going to play you a couple of songs from the 80s. You get it right, you get the speakeasy gift certificates. On Mondays, they have the Back to the 80s pricing. So all that great food that you love comes to you at a price that you love. And if you get the trivia right, you get the, how cool is that? You get gift certificates, so your meal is free. How awesome is that? So stay tuned for that. If for nothing else, just to chair dance a little bit with me. And if you know me, you know I have two left feet. I cannot dance at all, but I can cut a rug in a chair. So there you go. I live in this zone right here, right in the middle. Just a little shoulder shake, that sort of thing. But 8:30, we're going to have Dr. Duke Pesta on, who will be speaking on Common Core this week in North Dakota, in a couple of cities here in North Dakota. Interesting aside, and I'm going to speak to him about this. I don't know if you, last night, the forum had a poll about, well, first off, let me go back just a bit. So I'm reading this forum article. It is pom-poms and cheerleading for Common Core. Everything is great. Boom, boom, sis, boom, bah, that sort of thing. It's just, and I'm reading this fluff piece, and I'm like, are you kidding me? So the Fargo Forum is absolutely 100% behind Common Core, as is our DPI and a bunch of other folks. But then I went down to the poll, and I noticed they don't have the poll up anymore. I think they took it down at midnight. But the poll said that the folks are absolutely not on board with Common Core. I think the last time I looked at the poll, there were like 600 votes. I think 400 some odd votes were no to Common Core. But we're going to get it. Even though the folks don't want it, we're still going to get it. There you go. So we're going to talk to Dr. Duke Pesta about that. I mean, if the folks don't want it, should it be forced on us? I don't know. That's why my kids are at Shanley and Sullivan. So there you go. I want your opinion on that, on that poll. I put it up on my social media. You can call in, talk to Duke Pesta at 830-855-200-1776, extension 2, if you want to ask him a question about Common Core. And this guy, he knows Common Core backwards, forwards, inside and out. So whatever you need to know, this would be the guy to talk to. And that's Dr. Duke Pesta at 830. On the dial, the redial, the speed dial, that sort of thing. I was just informed that the polls are daily, run for 24 hours each day. So that's great. So I guess what I'm saying to you folks is when the poll was up before it ran its course, there were 642 votes cast. 492 of those, and this is from the last time that I saw it, right, and this is right before, it ran its course, 492 do not think Common Core is a good thing. You think we're still going to get stuck with it, though? We're kind of doesn't matter. They're going to do it anyway. Anyway, I want to know how you feel about Common Core. And if you don't know, because there was a poll question on there also that said, click here, vote here if you don't know what Common Core is. And there was a pretty sizable amount of folks that didn't know, about a quarter of the people. If you looked at how many people supported it, about a quarter of that number didn't know what Common Core was. So we still need to get more info out. Can't be through the forum because they are cheerleaders for Common Core. That's why I, on my show, try to bring you an expert every week, every Wednesday, to tell you the ins and outs of Common Core. And we're going to have Duke Pesta on this morning, 8:30. Now, some other news. I've been one of those guys that have been looking at Miley Cyrus and just kind of shaking my head going, man, how did she fall so far? This kid, I used to love her on the Disney Channel, like Billy Ray Cyrus, and I started seeing the problems when outside influences started talking to Miley and tried to put that wedge between her and her father, and then it just went downhill from there. And I just, Miley Cyrus banned in our home. You bring up her name and it's like, holy water and crucifixes and, you just can't do it. And then I'm reading the paper and I see this, article about Miley Cyrus, and it made me, one, scratch my head, and two, go, wow, that's really good. Maybe some common sense is coming back to the Miley Cyrus camp. So she doesn't get up to accept her award. She brings this homeless kid with her. And I think they might be dating or something to that effect. And these are the MTV, I never watched those things, but I'm looking at the story, and so she has this homeless kid, basically, and I say kid, but he's a young adult. It goes up and accepts the award for her, and I know she's a great actor, but the look on her face was genuine, in my opinion, and the tears were genuine. And I just thought it was some of the most awesome sentiments I've seen expressed at one of these events in a very, very long time. And what she does is she lets this homeless guy accept her Video of the Year award. He gets up there and he talks about surviving on the street, in shelters, all over the city, and he says, I've been an extra in your movies. I've been an extra in your life. Outside these doors, there are 54,000 human beings that have no place to call home. I don't know about that figure. That is a lot of people. And I don't know if he's just talking about right there in California, but that's a lot of people. But for her to use her spotlight moment to bring awareness to that, I think that's a good thing. I think that some of old Billy Ray's morals and what he taught her throughout those years may be coming back. Maybe she had that little wild period where she kind of went out and, you know, did the wild and crazy thing, and maybe she's coming back home. And that's always a great thing, in my humble opinion. Anyway, how do you feel about that? Some other really crazy, crazy news right around there in Hollywood. Would you expect anything less out of the left coast? I don't know. But I want to know, whenever we have some open phone time, just a question that I have on my mind is, one, have you seen that article? And two, what do you think? You think that Miley is coming back home, you know, so to speak? I think that's a great topic to explore. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum right after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
And by we, I mean me, your humble host here on What's On Your Mind, the 8 o'clock hour anyway, and of my guest, Blanquita Cullum. So no Ellen today?
Ellen will be back, and we'll be having her tomorrow from now on. So I'm very excited about that. It's going to be, she'll be back, she'll be tanned, she'll be rested.
Tanned and rested. Oh, you got to love that. I got a couple of things I want to discuss with you. One is a very light topic. The other one is kind of heavy. So what do you want, the light or the heavy?
Let's do the heavy first and the light last.
Okay, good deal. We'll end it on the light note. Now, the Foley video, they're saying that it was doctored. He was murdered, beheaded, but it might have happened off camera. But what they're saying is they were doing some production and camera trickery for effect. Does that affect how we our response to ISIS or not, in your opinion?
Not at all. I mean, it's a brutal murder. And obviously these guys have become much more sophisticated than they were in the past, but does it change the outcome? No. The idea that an American journalist was brutally butchered? No. It's disgraceful, and I'm very, very upset about it still. You know, you think about the other journalists that are being held and other people who are being held who are basically being used as collateral damage for these guys to be able to make. I mean, honestly, I'm so disgusted right now with how we're dealing with it. I can't even tell you how angry I am about it.
Well, that makes a whole lot of us. I am upset.
And you know, what's interesting to me, I have to share this with you, is because, you know, the president went off to golf. You know, I have a lot of friends from both sides of the aisle, but I have a lot of friends from the Democratic side of the aisle that will not publicly say this. But I'm talking about members of Congress who are Democrats, who are so disgusted with Obama right now. And, you know, he's coming back today to D.C. So it's going to be interesting how, if there are meetings behind closed doors or if there are phone calls going on back and forth. But believe me, from the left-hand side of the aisle, from the Democratic side of the aisle, a lot of people discussed it.
Wow. Yeah, and I totally get that. The whole President Obama needs to get his head in the game, in my opinion. One other kind of heavy topic, and then we'll get to our light one. So did you hear that the political chief of Hamas has called on President Barack Obama to intervene in what he calls the Holocaust of Gaza, of the folks over there in Palestine? How do you feel about that?
Well, obviously it's because the president has not clearly defined what his ideology is on these activities that are going on in Israel. I mean, even Israel, I'm sure, wonders whether the president still considers Israel an ally. And frankly, this is, again, going back to the folks on the Democratic side of the aisle, I am sure they are in panic mode because they're looking at their careers going down the drain, and people should be concerned about national security. And when you have the State Department, did you see the State Department saying that ISIL was not, did not have any ties to religion? They just hate everybody. They don't know who they are. You know, this administration has no idea who wears a white hat, who wears a black hat.
And that is absolutely a problem. When you don't know the evil that you're facing, you might well side with the evil. You know, you got to know your enemy. And
he would side with evil. He goes and sides with people that will say, par for, you know.
Yeah.
It's sad that the president, at a time when this country is facing so many different crises, I mean, just not internationally, but still with the IRS, still with the veterans, still with the failure of Obamacare, this guy is out on a golf course. I mean, how disgraceful is that?
I don't know. I think he missed something in the job description of commander-in-chief. But I want to go on to lighter fare. Did you see the MTV VMAs last I don't know if it was last night. I saw the article about it. But have you heard about what Miley Cyrus did?
No.
Okay, so she has this formerly homeless man accept her VMA, and she and to me it looked genuine. Her emotion, her reaction. She has this young homeless guy go up, and he basically says, you know, I've waited your tables, I've been extras in movies, I'm homeless. That sort of thing. He says there are 54,000 folks right outside the door of the VMA that are homeless. And I don't know. Given all of the, Miley Cyrus.
First of all, for once at least she's not twerking. And maybe she is trying to get people to have a little more consciousness about homelessness. But do you remember Marlon Brando and Sachin Littlefeather, who was supposed to have come from the Indian nation to accept the Academy Award, where it turned out to be pretty bogus? I mean, these people will take anything and use it. So he may be a homeless guy, he may not be, but he could be like Sachin Littlefeather, where it was completely bogus.
And see, I thought about that also, but in today's technological advanced world, I think that would be a pretty risky move. You know, you do something like that and it's not visible. You know, folks are fact checking. What I thought about is, you know, for the past couple of years in my house, you can't even say Miley Cyrus. She's banned in our home. But I saw this story and I said, maybe she's coming back home. Maybe some of the teachings, the down home teachings of Billy Ray are coming back to her. Maybe, you know, she's done with that whole wild and crazy phase. Yeah,
you're such a good person. You're a good person. You got a kind heart, because honestly, those people, you know what they love more than anything? They love more than causes. They love publicity, and they love themselves, and they love the adoration of the audience more than they really care about things that really are, that matter. Now, I will give the benefit of the doubt on this, but I got lots of doubt on it, I got to say, my friend.
You have lots of doubts. Wow, you just crushed my morning, Blankie.
Well, you know, listen, you know what's good is that you care about the homeless. Your audience, which is engaged, cares about the homeless. They care about Beth. They care about the state of affairs of this country. So, no, that's good. You've got a conscience. Now, whether or not she's really there, we'll see. Maybe she's turned around. Maybe she'll turn into Angelina Jolie, which would be a great role model for her.
Okay. I don't follow Hollywood a lot, so I don't know about Angelina Jolie.
Jolie goes out to all, she's UN representative, and she does a lot all over the world, and she's a very good person. She's eccentric as can be, but she is a very good person. She goes to the sick, she goes to the dying, she goes to places where there's terrible famine, and she's fearless with that, and she's quirky as can be, but she's a really good person.
Okay.
So maybe Miley will be quirky as can be, but maybe she'll turn out to emulate someone who at least is putting her life on the line, like Angelina Jolie, and do some good.
Thank you, Blankita. Thank you. We'll be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're back. We are back. This is the show that asks you what's on your mind. And what's on a lot of folks' mind today is the Common Core standards. Now, earlier in the show, I brought to you that forum article that had the poll there. And overwhelmingly, North Dakotans don't want Common Core. Even if you take the liberal newspaper, the In Forum, and the fluff piece they did on Common Core, still that poll said over 500 of the 600 people polled do not want Common Core. And we have Dr. Duke Pesta, who's in the area, who's in North Dakota, to talk about a Common Core standard. He's from Wisconsin, Freedom Project's Education Academic Director and Professor of English at the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, to be precise. I've seen him speak in person. Phenomenal a guy, and a wealth of knowledge on everything that is Common Core. And this is Dr. Duke Pesta. Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's great to have you back in North Dakota. Now, earlier I was telling the folks that the In Forum, a pretty liberal paper here, it did basically a cheerleader piece on Common Core. And they had a poll right under that fluff piece. Overwhelmingly, North Dakotans don't want it. And so the word is getting out, yet we're still getting all this misinformation. So I wanted to ask you to give us, like, just a Cliff Notes version of what Common Core is from the start of it till now, and why North Dakotans should be leery of Common Core standards.
Well, you know, it's a very, by design, it's very complicated to make it difficult for people to understand it. But the Cliff Notes version, as you say, I define it as an unholy alliance between an out-of-control federal government that is ceding educational responsibility much more to itself, and the small group of crony capitalist corporations, a very small group of crony capitalist corporations who are working with the government and making a lot of money, textbook publishing companies, Gates people, Bill Gates Foundation people, various 501 educational C3s that have been bought and paid for by the Gates Foundation. These people are all in alliance to cede a tremendous amount of state and local control to the federal government and to bleed state school districts dry through Common Core. It is a one-size-fits-all set of curriculum standards that are going to make it very, very difficult for individual families, individual schools, and individual states to have autonomy over their educational system.
And I agree. I so agree. And you give these speeches. How long have you been studying this Common Core agenda?
I've been aware of the intricacies and dangers of Common Core for about 15 months now. And in the past 13 months, I've given 220 speeches in 33 different states.
Oh, wow. And you're going to be in Dickinson on today, correct?
Yes, Dickinson today, and then we're going to be in Minot tomorrow.
So Dickinson today, Minot tomorrow. Check my social media. I have the flyer there, time and places and that sort of thing. So check my social media to find out that information. A couple of questions that I have for you. We hear about Common Core making our kids globally competitive. I want to know from your point of view, do you believe this to be the case?
No, and I don't even think the Common Core people believe it. The fact is that they've been claiming from the onset that Common Core has been internationally benchmarked. There is not a shred of evidence, not one piece of statistical evidence. They have not released one piece of data that suggests they've actually done any statistical analysis whatsoever. And to verify that, if they had benchmarked Common Core, if it was internationally competitive, they'd be showing us the data. But in a September 2013 interview in the Washington Post, Bill Gates, the man who paid for it all, conceded, quote, that it would be nice to know if our education stuff is going to work, but it's going to be at least 10 years before we know, unquote. That doesn't sound like somebody who's tested this and knows exactly what they're doing.
Wow, yeah, that is unreal. And another thing that I find problematic, and I just want to get your opinion on it, is the fact that we're basically doing is we're placing a bet on our kids' future, and it's an untried, untested, and where it has been tested, folks are like they're not too pleased with the outcome. Yet we seem to have thrown all of our chips in, and we're doubling down on this bet.
Well, that's one way to describe it. But when you place a bet, there's the hope you're going to win. I don't think Common Core is about education, so I don't think ultimately they're betting on our kids to win. I think what they've done is they've sacrificed our kids' performance and our kids' futures at the expense of control, indoctrination, and ideology. So it's a loaded bet, let's just say, Leon. One they can't lose if they get Common Core. Our kids will be less educated, more compliant, and more beholden to government if they get their way.
And another concern that I have, and many of the parents out there have, is the fact that it seems to me that all of the folks that are pushing for this, it doesn't really matter what the parents think and even many educators think. It looks like Common Core is here to stay. What do we do? I mean, what do we do as concerned parents, as concerned educators, in order to not just to bring awareness to this, but to get the folks at the DPI and in Washington and in Bismarck to listen and to scrap this idea of Common Core?
Well, that's a great question, and you're absolutely right. Common Core, as feckless as it is, as overreaching as it is, you see these absurd newspaper articles. I have yet to see a single newspaper in this country take on Common Core and even provide an accurate reflection of what it is. And so the newspapers, and the irony is that, as you said with the forum, despite their best efforts to lobby in favor of this program, people are rebelling by leaps and bounds. The good news is, when it was just the parents upset, nobody cared. Now the teachers are starting to get upset. And that's beginning to make a little more headway. If we can continue to do what we're doing and then force some of the administrators of the schools to begin to realize the discontent, both from the teachers and the parents, we may see more movement with this. The problem, the overriding problem in this is the money. Now, there's so much money coming into states that have taken Common Core, including North Dakota, even though North Dakota did not take any initial race to the top money. There is money coming into your state to prop up and support federal money, private money from groups like the Gates Foundation, even people at the legislative level who know this is not a good idea are very reluctant to step back from that heating trough of money. And so it's a matter of getting people more aware, and it's a matter of recognizing that the money you're taking for Common Core is going to be shut off one day, and then the states are going to be on the hook for it.
Wow. Unreal. A couple of things, and you pointed to this. The fact that we get all these fluff and cheerleader pieces, we have a media, and even here in our state, that are cheerleaders for Common Core. I remember when you were first coming to North Dakota, the email, all of those emails from DPI slamming you and the groups here, Stop Common Core, just slamming them. How do you feel about the propaganda mill that has been levied against folks like you and folks like the good guys and gals that Stop Common Core in the, how do you feel about that, and what do you do to combat that?
Well, you know, you're talking about the famous Dale Wetzel episode where Dale Wetzel, who works for the DPI, basically created a false email account to smear us without that seeming to come from the DPI itself. Yeah, well, you know, this is pretty predictable. It's hard to take it too seriously. And the thing that I find most gratifying is they're attacking you, number one. They're doing it because they're very nervous. And number two, if you look at all the attacks that have been levied against people who oppose Common Core, including myself, but all the good activists that you have in your state, if you look at the attacks that have been levied against them, they're completely without substance. These are ad hominem attacks. They attack people's motives. They attack people's backgrounds. They demean people for not being politicians or middle school teachers. And so what you're getting here is a kind of juvenile smear campaign, but readers and viewers and listeners are smarter than that. If those attacks came with serious rebuttals of our ideas, people would be more inclined to listen, but they don't. And the average reader and listener is well aware that if all you're doing is name-calling and not refuting the formidable amounts of information and evidence and documentation we're presenting, then you've already lost the debate.
Absolutely. I would love to get you back on the Common Sense Club for my show from the 2 to 5, a much longer format, so you could break this down. I attended the event here in Fargo. I think it was like a 2-hour event. It still left me with tons of questions, and I try to every week have someone on. I've had Dr. Stotchke on. I've had a couple of other folks on every week to try to get through it all. I mean, seriously, it's like one of those Herculean knots that you're trying to unravel, and you can't. You just try to wrap your brain around it. In 2 minutes, can you tell our listeners why we should reject Common Core and the implications of it if we do not?
Well, in the two-minute version, every metric and even common sense demonstrate that the single best way to educate your kids is if you have committed parents, disciplined students, and caring teachers. That little triad is the best way to do it. Anything beyond that gets in the way. Common Core is the complete antithesis of that system. Rather than allowing that freedom between teachers, parents, and students, all of this is top down from the federal government. All of this is about control, regulation, interference, obfuscation. So if you as a mom and dad, and I can't think of anything more important, want to be able to have a meaningful say in your kids' education, then you're going to have to fight Common Core tooth and nail.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about that exact same matrix. What they're trying to do is they're trying to do a top-down paradigm when a one-on-one is all you need. That's where you're going to affect the most change. Thank you, Dr. Pesta, for all that you do. Dr. Pesta will be in Dickinson this evening. Go to my social media and check out the flyer. Again, thank you, Dr. Pesta.
Thank you, Leon, very much. Hope to see you soon. What's
on your mind? Absolutely. We'll be right back after this.
228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Always great to talk to Dr. Duke Pesta. And remember, he will be in at Dickinson today. And if you want to find out more information, just go to my social media, or you can go to the Stop Common Core ND Facebook page, and they have that information there. You got to go hear Dr. Duke Pester speak on this. Really, really knowledgeable. Can't think of anyone better than Duke Pester, except for like Dr. Stotsky, who was actually on the validation committee and said, what is going on? You really got to get out there. You want to know more about Common Core, you really have to get out there. Now, we're going to do the speakeasy trivia today. So we're going to roll the first song. So if you know the name of this tune, call in 855-217-76, extension 2. Give me the name and the artist, and you've got speakeasy gift certificates.
See the stones set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait. Light of hand and just a face, on a bed of nails she makes me waste, and I waste without you.
I love that tune, and I think Sherry might love it too. Sherry, you got a name and a artist for me? Oh, okay. Well, hey, Sherry, what's on your mind? Well, I guess she's gone. If you know the name and the tune, I was chair dancing right now. The speakeasy trivia. It's going on right now. Give me a name, give me an artist, and you have a speakeasy gift certificate. Takes you back to the 80s. I know you know it. Come on, people. You got an answer for me, Sean?
Leon.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, can you hear me, Leon?
Yes, you got an answer for me. I know you. Folks know this.
I believe so. With or Without You by U2.
Absolutely, man. I love that song. I was sitting here, dancing with myself. I wish Nick was here with my wife was here with me so I could dance with her. That is an awesome song, man.
It is, so, man. It's awesome.
You got some speakeasy gift certificates. Have you been to Speakeasy before?
I have. It's a wonderful place.
Good deal. Hang on the line, and you got some free food coming to you, Sean. Thank you. We're going to get to the next song. Let's roll that. We'll be right back. Come on. Oh, man. Hey, come on, guys. Really? Come on, folks. You got to know this. This is back to the 80s crisis. Monday, speakeasy. I know you know the name of this lunatic. Come on. It is a tough crowd out there. I'm chair dancing. I know you're in your car. You're jamming out. It's right on the tip of your tongue. If you call and you hit the option one and you have the answer for this song, give me the name, give me the artist. We'll still give you the speakeasy certificate. So call in and get your certificate. Scott will be back at the top of the hour. Love to being here. We'll be right back after this.
.com.
I got to tell you, something drives me a little crazy as a talk show host. People call the program and say, there's no such thing as affordable housing in the Bakken. I say, have you been to Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota? Tell you what, folks, about $5,000 down on average, around $1,000 a month, depending on the model you pick. You have affordable housing. You own it. You're not paying rent in the Bakken. And walking distance to great amenities like schools, three blocks north of the Cashwise, west of Stanley, look for the signs. Schedule your appointment today, 701-628-1215.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.